Blog Talk Radio.
If you know. Come on, just keep on worshiping God.
Without God's grace and His mercy, time after time, it keeps taking me away. Lord, You've been my protection every step of the way, and I'm say it again. When I look back over my life, see where I could be, never would have made it this far. Now God's grace and His mercy, time after time, He keeps making a way for me. How many of y'all could just lift your hand and say, Lord, You've been my protection every step of the way.
Lord, You brought
me
through.
This ain't for everybody, because some of y'all apparently don't know that God brought you through. But oh Lord, so many things on my mind. I just want to say this. Every time I turn my TV on, bad news I see. It makes me sit down sometimes and say, Joe, you know what? That could have been me. When I see my family doing fine, that's only confirmation from God that He's still good all the time. Somebody know He's been good to you. Lord, You brought those that know that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Lift your hand and just help us say, Lord, You brought me. Sometimes I just ride in my car, Pastor Strong, and I just talk to God and I just tell Him, when I couldn't see my way,
Lord, You brought me.
You made a way out of no way.
Brought me to the storm.
When Satan was trying to kill me,
Lord, You brought me.
Jesus is right there being protection for me. Reverend Chills, I hear you sometimes say, God got His arms wrapped around
me.
I know it for real now, because there was a time when I just wanted to throw in the towel, wanted to quit singing, I wanted to give up on God. But how many of y'all know that sometime when we are not in our right mind, it ain't nobody but Satan trying to tell you that you are nothing. But how many of y'all here know that God will step in? I'm talking about somebody for real. Somebody here tonight that knows that God will step in the sick room. How many of y'all been sick in here? Those of y'all that been sick, just get on your feet. Those that been sick in here today. How many of y'all, even in the midst of your sickness, can say God was there with me every step of the way? We got single mothers out here. It's hard on them trying to just raise their children. We got young men that think every woman that's switching belongs to them. But I stopped by to tell you, God will. Anybody here? God will. And if you know that God will, then lift your hand with me. I just want to call God in here. Will it be all right if we call him? Better not just call God right now and just say, Lord. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus.
Lord, you brought me.
Those of y'all.
Lord, you brought me.
Those of y'all that can hear us. Those that can hear us right now.
Lord, you
I'm not talking about just y'all that hear, but when the CD come out. For those that play it in the radio.
Lord,
Philippians 4:13 said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. There's nothing too hard for God. And as you know that God has brought you out of something, and as you know it, you out of where to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I ain't been good always. I've had to cry sometimes. I've been burning down so many times. But through it all, God brought me through. He brought me through the storm, brought me through the rain. And I thank him. You know what he is. When I couldn't see my way,
God, you brought me.
You still brought me.
Brought me through the storm.
When I thought I was lonely,
Lord,
you brought me. And they said I wasn't no good, you brought me. And I'm kind of the one that don't worry,
Lord,
about things that go on in my life. I lost brother, God brought closure in my life. Lost my sister, brought closure. But when I lost my mom, looked like I wasn't gonna holler, baby. I found out that that's a storm in my life.
Yes.
But when I got down on my knees and I told God, I need you to move my stone. So I got by myself, and I began to pray to the Lord. And you know how it is when the wind blows. You can feel it, but you can't see the wind. While I was praying, it looked like I could feel something all around me. Y'all know the story. Y'all know how that is. I found out that God had sent an angel to answer my prayer. And I thought about Jacob. You know what I told him? I said, I ain't gonna let you go till you bless my soul.
My. Good morning. Good morning. God has been truly good to the church. I thank God always for his Holy Spirit. I thank God for what he already have done. Matter of fact, he brought us through a mighty long way. The songwriter said, Lord, you brought me. You brought me through. You know, you have to really understand that there are some things in life that Christians would not be exempt. Trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
My brothers and sisters, just want to tell you this morning, if it had not been for the Lord who made this day out of reality, I'm going to tell you, you can run 10 miles, 5 miles, tell how many people you love them, how good you were, you gave somebody some money. Brothers and sisters, we are here in this day because of his grace and mercy. We can't do enough in this body. Allow us to keep staying here a little longer. So I just thank him, Reverend. I thank him, sisters and brothers. I'm telling you, he's been too good to the church. You know, we've been around just for a short time. I can't say like everybody. I know I backslide because I started young with it. But when God put his hand on my heart and massaged it and put my soul on a wheel, and he just been turning it and molding it. And I just thank God for that, because if it had not been for mother's prayer, my auntie's prayer, I know I'd probably be still doing what I'm doing prior to where I am right now. So I thank God. My brothers and sisters, it's been a beautiful start. I love that song, my brother. I really love, because of the testimony in that.
Yeah.
In that testimony, it drove me to Job. It drove me to Job. Somebody might call it Job, but it drove me to Job. But I want to tell you, when I heard that song, it drove me to Job. And I want Job to help me. You know, you ever just listen to the things that would happen to Job, and God brought him through, my brothers.
Mm-hmm.
He really did. He brought him through.
Yes, he did. Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me, Real? Did I fall off?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I can hear you now.
I'm still here? Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come with the most humble mouth that we know how, Lord. Thanking you for your sweet spirit. Thank you for all the things you have done and already stored in our life. Lord, we just ask you right now, as we decrease, for you to increase, Lord. We ask you to move with encouragement. We ask you to move with strength. We ask you, Father God, to hide us behind the cross as we stand and try to proclaim your gospel, Lord. Lord, if there's anything is misunderstood, Lord, we ask you to make it for be able to understand it, Lord. Lord, that they come with an expectation with receiving of your word, receiving of your Holy Spirit, receiving of salvation, receiving of your love, Lord. Let it be through the preach, teach word today, Lord. Let it be through a song, maybe somewhere an encouragement. Maybe it might be a smile that they hear on the phone. Lord, touch us today, Lord. Come in this room, Lord, and bless us, Lord. Bless us all, Lord, that we be all on one accord, Lord. If there's any division right now or any misunderstanding right now, we just move it, Lord. We ask you to move it out of our life, Lord, so we can lift up the kingdom, Lord. As we kingdom build right now, Lord, we ask, Father God, for thou to have thy own way, Lord. Prepare our heart, Lord, that we always receive thee. Lord, if it's something that we can't understand again, Lord, we ask you to have your way, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Job, tell me, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Job.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody might call it Job, you know, but the book of Job, you know, there is a man God brought through. You know, I just want, I'm just gonna hit that first kind of read a little bit, and then you can get in. Anybody can hit the one, or if something you we rushing through too fast, or you something you want to hear or something again, we'll try our best to explain as best as we can. In the Bible, look what the Bible said. There was a man in the land.
Yes, sir.
He said, whose name was Job? He said, look what he said, and that a man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and shined for evil. Help me, Holy Spirit. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. I'm going to do something with this. And his substance, so was 7,000 sheep. And look what he said, 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of ox and 500 of sheep donkeys in a very great household, so that this man was greatest of all the men of the East. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And his son went, and let me say, and feasted in their house. And every one of his days sent a call for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And it was so, when that day was of the feast was gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning and offered a burnt offering. And according to the numbers of them, all of Jacob said, it may be that my son have sinned. And watch this here. And curse God in their heart. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Thus thou did Job continuously. Now, I'm going to pause just for a minute. I'm going to take off again. God already had this figured out. This, when we're going to get into the lesson, many people in the red, and he figured it out. He told you about his whole life in a short 5 scriptures, what he had going on. He was, of all the people in the East, he had it. He had more than any man can even imagine to have it. The big household of servants, sons and daughters. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And what made it so that for us to understand here, he was a perfect man. That's what the book said, right? Man was perfect and upright, you know,
and what
help us more about it, but one that fear God. And then this might not work. He said, he showed, when evil came, brothers and sisters, he went another way. He shined for that. He didn't go to that, like some of us did. We run to all the problems, and he went away from all the evil. And when evil come, he found himself getting away from it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I love how the lesson is going to set itself up, because now he introduces you by his son. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He knew that a lot of us think God don't see our heart. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. God sees your heart, your intention, right now as we speak. I'm telling you, he know everything about you. You can fool old Eric, but you can't fool God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So I want to tell you this here, as I hear it alone. I want to tell you this here. God knows all of us. And Job knew this, so what he did, he continually prayed. Are you praying for your children? Are you praying for your significant other or your wife or your husband? God see us. Pray for one. If God put it on your heart, pray for him. But God, because God has a plan. In a judgment for all. Look what it says right here. Now there was a day when the Son of God, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, came to present himself before the Lord. And Satan came also among them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We dealing with something now. Now we transition now. God allowing us to see something. Now God is showing us something that the Son of God present themselves to God. Not just that, even Satan had an access to God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And the Lord said unto Satan, what's thou comest? He said, comest thou? And then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and from walking up on and down into. I'm in the book, y'all. And the Lord said unto Satan, he said, hast thou considered my servant Job? There is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that fear God and shine evil. Oh, hear me. Hear. Look what he said. He said, then Satan answered the Lord and said, do Job fear God for not? Have not thou made a hedge about him and about him
all right.
and about all he had on this, on look what it says, on every side. Thou hast blessed the work of his hands. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And has substance increased in the, what you say, Rev? In thee.
Yes,
but
man.
Put forth thy hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse thee. Look what he said, right, Reverend? To thy face. Oh, help me. Oh, I got to finish this thing. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he had is in the power only upon himself. Put not thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of God. Was it presence of the Lord? I want to tell you something, brothers and sisters. When things come up in our life, you better believe God know about it. You better believe God know everything going on, every person by the sound of my voice right now. He know what every little trick, every little thing that come up, because he allow things to happen to us. So if that don't work for you, help me, the Holy Spirit. Come on with me for a minute. I ain't going to be with you long. Just go with me to 1 Corinthians right quick.
Go
with 1 Corinthians 10 right quick. I'm not going to hold you long. Can I do that for a minute? 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. There has no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, Reverend, who will not suffer you to be tempted. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Above that, you are able. But but will with the temptation, that same temptation, right, also make a way to escape that you may bear, that you may be able to bear it. Help me, Holy Spirit.
So yes.
It's set up that Job was a man. No one at this time was like him. That's what God said. Like, it's a good thing when God testifies for you, right? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because they're having a communication with the devil. And he testified. Job didn't have to go tell him and be self-gratification, be lifted up. God spoke for him. He said, where are you going? And the devil said, I'm going all around the earth, man. I'm looking for someone. You know, and he said, but let me tell you, have you considered Reverend Henry? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Considered Eric? Have you considered some of the ones that open up the Bible daily and read the Word? Have you considered one of them? You know, them? Yes, but you got this hedge of protection around it. He got so much. If you just pull it away, that's what he said. If you just take it off of him, you know, and then now God told us what in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and 10, I mean that verse over there in 13, it tells us, Reverend, that we're going to be tempted. And God know we're going to be tempted, but he'll allow you to escape from it because he said he would not put no more in you. I believe that, brother.
That's right.
That God will, what caused us to understand that he'll put some on us, watch this, Reverend, to cause us to look up to praise of him. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, watch what you're saying. You said he won't put no more breath. Yeah, that's why you give it to him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
That's why you give it to him, and you release it to him. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, I know this ain't good. But let me tell you something. God look at his children, and he want to smile, you know what I'm talking about, when he see his children.
Yeah.
He don't want to frown. He don't want to look at you and see that you don't want to. Well, hold up. You know what precept, the precept is, Rev. That's word, line up with the word, and then you don't live what you say you teach and what you say you preach.
Right.
God look at us to try to live like we teach and preach. Watch this. Be example for the people. So Job was an example, Doc. He was an example.
Yes, sir.
He was so much an example. They had a conversation, and he and old Satan left. Not Satan left,
mm-hmm.
bro. He had to go. He had
mm-hmm.
to leave in the presence of God and see what this go for. Now you can do some things, but let me tell you something. God's still in control. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He's still in control. I got to hurry up, y'all. And look what he said.
Yes, sir.
And that was a day when his son, here we go, y'all, and his daughters were eating and drinking. Watch this, Roger. Wine in the eldest brother's house. That's the oldest brother, right? And there came a messenger unto Job and said, thou
yeah.
ox plowed mm-hmm. and thou donkey feeding beside themselves. Oh, help me, though.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this, Reverend. He in the sea,
yes, it is.
He said, fell upon them and took them away. And look, he said, yea, they have slain thy servant with the edge of a sword. And I alone, Reverend, I alone
mm-hmm.
escape. He said, I alone escape alone to tell thee. Oh, help me, help me. It's going to be a testimony all the way through. He said, watch this, y'all. While he was yet speaking, Reverend,
mm-hmm.
there came also another and said, he said, the fire of God is falling from heaven, and look what he said, it have burned up the sheep in the servant, and look what he said, and consumed them. I
mm-hmm.
only am escaped alone to tell thee. I'm still going, Reverend. Look what he
That's
said.
Right.
While he was yet speaking, Reverend, there came
mm.
also another and said, the Chaldeans.
Yes,
oh, here, that Babylonian, right? Made out
mm-hmm.
three bands and fed up on the camels and have carried them away. And yea, look at this, and slain thy servant with the edge of a sword. And I, Reverend, only am escaped
yeah.
alone to tell thee. Here we go, Reverend. He said,
mm-hmm.
while
mm-hmm.
he was yet speaking. Here we go, Reverend. There's some stuff going on right now. He said, while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thou son
yes,
and thou daughter
mm-hmm.
were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the what? For the wilderness and smoke
mm-hmm. seed yeah.
in four corners of their house, and it fell upon the young men. And there what you say, and there are dead. And only
mm-hmm.
I only am escape alone. Look, we said, to tell thee,
mm-hmm.
brothers and sisters, I'm going to hit this in a minute. I might as well tell you. You know how you be saying, well, man, this is stuff after stuff after stuff after thing after thing. I just can't take this no more, Reverend. It's coming too rapidly. You know what I'm talking about, Rev.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming,
mm-hmm.
man. This brother get to see all the things God had blessed him with. Now he's seeing it's coming to him. But can I say something to you? Lord, you brought me. You brought me
yeah.
through. You might get there in a minute.
Yes, sir.
Hey, if you know the story, you brought me through.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? Can you imagine
yes,
just
sir.
For one get through, start talking and tell you what? I only is only one was left that came to tell you this, and another came in, Reverend. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Have
mm-hmm.
you ever been hit like that, Rev?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get one problem?
Oh,
you think you get finished,
yeah.
get your mind still there. You get another problem. You get your mind still there. You get another problem. You get your mind. And where is God? Help me,
yes,
Holy Spirit. Where is God? Who told you going to be exempt from having trouble? And watch this, Brother Randy and sisters and brother. Who told you it was going to be easy? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
All right.
I don't care how
yeah.
smart you is. I don't care how much knowledge you get. You can speak in tongues. You can tear the pew up. You can go out there and cuss folks out and raise your hands. I believe in the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It don't exempt you for having trials and tribulation like this. But the man of God was a perfect man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Upright man. Oh, he didn't do nothing to deserve this, Reverend. He didn't do nothing to deserve this. But God trusted him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, yeah,
yeah.
I'm going to do something. I'm going to put his hands off. I'm going to let you go off in there. I'm going to let all these things happen in his life. He lost kids.
Yeah.
He lost cattle. He lost home. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Hey,
mm-hmm.
hey, brother. And he lost servants. You know what I'm talking about? And,
yeah,
and I'm going to tell you something. This next verse. Maybe it might not hit you yet, but this next verse. Can I get that right? Someone says,
mm-hmm.
Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell up on the ground. And what do you do, Reverend? Worship.
Worship.
Oh, let me leave this thing alone. Let me leave this thing.
Worship.
What God got to do to you, man? What he got to do to you? He ain't did like all most right, of us, though. He didn't do like most of us do. You know what I'm talking about? Most of us, woe is me. God can't be on. He can't be there. Why is I'm going through all this? I fast. I told Reverend he was. I love him. I told Eric I love him. I cuss people though, but I feel like I repent from that. You know? Help me, Holy Spirit. I lied, but I thought I repent from that. I ran over a couple of people, you know what I'm talking about? But I repent for that. Look at here, Reverend.
Yeah.
Look at here, Reverend. Hey, Reverend, don't you know God is setting us free? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
He's setting
That's
us
right.
free.
Yes, he is. Yes,
he allowed this brother to go there because he can stand it. That's why when you see people, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, going through and still worshiping, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, you see people still trying to hold on to blood stain of banner, and you know some of their circumstances, and you look at this and man, it got to be a God, because they know where in the world I could be calling and praising and lifting my hands to God if I had his problem. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
I'm
yeah.
on the phone, y'all.
Yeah.
If I had something to say to you right now, don't you know, Lord, we'll bring you through. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
I've been on this side just long enough to know. Don't you know God wants us to come to him? I'm almost there, y'all.
Yes, he does.
So let me get my thunder out of the way. Let me get the lightning out of the way. Let me get the shade of the Holy Spirit to cover the word right quick. Can I do that right quick?
Come
let me
on,
kind
man.
Of unpack this thing again. Then rose
come
and
on.
With his mantle. And yes. what he did, Reverend? He shaved his head. Oh, help the Holy Spirit. It fell down up on the ground. And worship and say, look what he said, Reverend, naked came I out of my mother's womb. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm in the book, y'all.
Yes,
said, let me do it again. I like this stuff here. He said, and he said, naked came I out of my mother's womb. And naked, that's what he said. Said, I what? Return thither the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Reverend, when I think about this thing, man. Him returning back to the Lord. He gave. And the Lord, look what he said, have taken away and blessed. Look what he said, be the name of the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. You got to be insane with you if you don't believe. Is he insane, Reverend? He got everything taken from him, Reverend. And what did he do? He gave thanks. Brother D says something. He don't say too much. Everything he don't say is right, you know. He just never wrong. Watch this here. watch this here now. He said something one day. He said, we thank him for the car. I'm going to just help him a little bit. We thank him for the nice home. We tie up everything. We thank him about the kids going across the stage. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We thank him for all the good things. But when bad come on, when hardship comes, when you can't pay that bill, when friends are talking about you and they ostracize you, can you still thank Jesus? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Can you
still thank the Lord? So I'm going to run on when I say this, because I got some help here. You know why I got some help? The Holy Ghost is here, brother. You know what he said?
Yes.
Let me read it again, because that might didn't sound right to a lot of people. I don't know how your Bible read, real, but mine said 21, and he said, naked came I out
naked.
Of my mother's womb. And naked shall I return thither to the Lord. Look what he said. And gave. That's what he said, right? And the Lord, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, have taken away. Blessed be that name of the Lord. Look what he said.
That's right.
Now, I'm going to get down to the meat. Y'all think I left some meat on the bone, right? Because this is all I'm going to give him. Got one more verse. So I want you to know that God is in control. When he's in control, this brother never weary from God because he know he lived right. He know he
That's
stayed
right.
close to the Lord. He know he
That's
was
right.
praying. He didn't pray for his children because he know his children's heart wasn't right, and God knew it. And
That's
so
right.
it pricked his heart to pray for his child. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes God puts something in your heart, my brothers and sisters. Hey, and put it in your heart and tell you to pray for somebody. Man, stop and pray for them. Stop and pray for
That's
them,
right.
sister. Stop and pray for them, brother. You never know when
yeah.
someone's going through something. You know, every time we, how you doing, brother? You know we do, they don't lie. I'm all right. You know we ain't. We so toe up in the flow up. You know, sometimes we just so toe up the flow, keep moving. Man, the flow keep moving because we can't fall
yes,
down.
Right.
But this brother fell down and worshiped and gave thanks. He said, whatever you want to do for me, I'm ready. Ready. Hey, I'm ready. Man. You didn't take it out
yes,
from
sir.
Me. Nah, mm-hmm. you took it out from me. Yes, sir. I'm ready. Now, let me do this again. In all this zone, I'm reading the book now. If I'm
yes,
reading the book, Reverend. In
That's
all
yes,
this
sir. 22.
Job. Now, maybe this. Maybe you might not want to call him Job. All this job. You know what I'm talking about? You know, you might not want to call him Job, but this really pronunciation is Job, you know. And look what he said. Seeing it not. Nor, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Charge God. What did he say, Reverend?
Foolishly.
Yeah, but. Oh, my God. I know y'all have heard this story before. I know you read it. It's like a nursery rhyme to you. But can you imagine folks coming to you? They're coming to you, and 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 they're coming to you. Adversity coming to you. Trials coming to you. Everything is burning down. And he didn't charge God to it, brother. He didn't go foolish to him. And he sent it. Oh, help me. Can you say yet? Oh, we all get there that sometimes, knowing that. We probably physically and all of it said we didn't charge God with, but our heart, oh, just I know I'm right about it, but our heart.
That's right. That's
our
right.
heart, God heard.
That's right.
Our thoughts, God heard. But I'm going to tell
that's
you something.
Right.
He's a just God. Hey, sovereign. Hey, brother. He know all of us. He know all of us by, hey, you know what, Reverend? He know every hair on your head. No man
that's
can turn a hair white or black. I know they got that club. What they call that stuff they be dyeing their hair with? I know they got all that stuff, man. But trust me, it's still gray. Reverend, go
see
them go by a couple of hours. You'll see someone look like it's brown, you know. Let me tell you something. God knows all that.
Yeah,
He knows man's ways. So that was what I wanted to present to you guys. I know it can go a little farther, but I don't want to hold you too long with it. But I want to tell you this here. God, if you ever get a chance to read this book, read all the way through, you're going to see how God helped him all the way through. He blessed him all the way through.
Praise
he had three friends come to him. He had three friends. Boy, you must have did something, Reverend Henry. Because what you did here, sin did it. You know what I'm talking about? Sin must have got you there. You got all this put on you like this here. Sin had to be there. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We had a lesson the other day. You remember that? We had a lesson the other day by David, right? David had got Bathsheba and got Bathsheba pregnant, got Uriah killed. And what he did, Nathan came to him. Nathan came to him and told him about himself.
Yes,
told him about it with two men. One was very, very rich, Reverend. Had all he wanted to have. And he had one man, had one ewe lamb, and he took that ewe lamb and David cursed his own self. He said, he should have been dead. And then he looked at him, Nathan looked at him, it's you. Let me tell you something. God would unpack something if you allow your heart to open up. But I love David. Know what God said? He was a man after God's own heart. People always take us to David in Psalm 51. Read Psalm 32, too, because he wrote that, too. About the same time he did these here. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He was crying out to the Lord. See, when you make a mistake and when you fall and hurt, get up and repent, my brothers and sisters. Repent and ask God for forgiveness. And I'm telling you, I know a God will come at your beck and knee. It would come to you and brothers and sisters and give you something that you need, and that's strength, love, and compassion. Yeah.
That's right.
That's the kind of God we serve. I love you, brother.
That's it.
if it was something said, Reverend, I left meat on the bone. I knew I did. But if it's something said was misunderstood, if it was too fast or too slow, let God speak to you. Don't charge it to my heart. Charge it to my head. You know, but I love you, brothers and sisters. Thank you for coming out. You know what I'm talking about? I have to go, you know. But I want you to know that we tried our best to be here and try to present God's love. And we try to do this with a decent and ordered manner and time, you know. So we thank y'all. We thank y'all. Mm-hmm. Reverend, I'm going to have to ease on. I got about five more minutes, Reverend. But, you know, may God be with you. May he hold you. May he always keep you close to his love. And then with his love, as you get close to his love, make you share that love. There's too many people out there suffering. Some people don't even smile, man. They're so angry. You know, I know we get upset sometimes. I know we do. But God been too good to the church, brothers and sisters.
That's right.
He been too good to the church. We need to do like this here, Lord. Whatever I've done, take it back. If Job can come to you like he came, I want to say I'm sorry. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I want to tell you I'm sorry. I'm sorry for saying all the stupid things I said prior to that. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know what, Reverend? Lord brought me through the storm.
Yes, Lord. Yes, sir.
He's going to be through the storm, brother.
Yeah.
My God. May God bless the hearer and the doer of his word.
Beautiful.
Yes, sir. I'm here, brother. I got about 5 minutes.
Yes, sir.
I'm still here with you for a minute.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for what he has done this morning. Oh, he has reminded us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you're going to suffer, you might as well suffer for righteousness. If you're going to suffer, if you're going to be guilty, be guilty of doing God's will. Be guilty of trying to love somebody. Oh, thank you, Amy. Hallelujah. The view from the mountain. The view from the mountain. Faith can lift you above your fears. Hallelujah. We climb out of misery and gloom. We can sit for a time on the mountainside, and through Christ, who gives us strength, we can gain a different perspective. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faith can lift you above your fears. And then she also gives us never say can't. Never say can't. Oh, praise the Lord. When we have you, hallelujah, felt incapacitable. When have you felt incapacitable or ill-equipped from a task or role you felt God calling you to fill? How did God help you? God, I'm so glad you didn't leave me here on this earth to do it all on my own. Praise the Lord. Thank you for your love and your guidance. See, God will. He'll task us with something. And then he'll help us go through it. He'll give us what we need to succeed, the tool that we need. One tool is that he gives us is prayer, that we can talk to him as he guides us, as he leads us. Another thing he gives us patience. If we can pray and be patient, but in that patience, it means that you will expect God to do something and you will have faith, and you'll be faithful in hoping and waiting on God. Hallelujah. Never say I can't. But I always like to say, for every one of us that have an I can't, God has an I can't. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God today. And as we pray, can we remember in our prayers, Linda Ford. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Going through the with healing in her heart, hoping that God will remove a growing tumor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we claim healing in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank him for this lesson on this day. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. With everyone, and will there be a push of the one button? If you want prayer, we're here. Want to tell God thank you, we're here. If you want to stand, us to stand in agreement with you on victory, God will bring you through. If you want to claim it in advance, we're here today to tell you the Lord will bring you through. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, if no one else, we'll pray and thank God for what he has done.
Good morning.
Good brother Darrell.
Good morning. Good morning, brother.
Praise the Lord.
I wasn't on last week. First giving honor to God, my Lord and Savior. I just want to thank him for all his many blessings. I wasn't on last week, but I've been busy, and it's ironic that Reverend Brian would come with this message, because that's a lot of what I've been dealing, just going through different stuff, you know, just trying to get stuff together in my life and then in my mom's life. But I'm trying to pull up these verses that came to me because they've been in my spirit all week. And the first one is Jeremiah 1:5. And this is one of my favorite ones. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. And like Reverend Brian was saying, it doesn't matter what we go through. And I always say it's not what we go through, it's how we go through it. Because we always have to go through something. And you're right, Reverend Brian. I feel like I'm always going through something. And the second one is Philippians, I think it's 1:21. These scriptures just came to me. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. You know, and I have ups and downs in my life, but when I got COVID, you know, it really showed me my Job experience, and it just showed Christ, I want to thank him for being in my life, and I went through that because he allowed me to go through that for whatever reason. And so, you know, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And I was looking for another one because it says, for Christ I live, and Christ I die. So even if I'm in this life, it's because of Christ, and if I die, it's because of Christ. But the last one, Galatians 2:20. And this was another one that came to me. He was just giving me these just to let me know, you know, that he was still with me. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live.
All right.
Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me.
Right.
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And I thought about this one real heavy because he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And I was sharing with somebody, when I read that to him, I said, now if Christ is living in me, can COVID really come in and take over? No, because the power of Christ is in me. But if he said, have you considered my servant Darrell, then he can step back and allow me to get COVID. But now it's not what I'm going through. It's how am I going to handle this. And so, and that's why I was able to give him praise, because Christ, the Holy Spirit, is in me and divine protection. Thank God for that, because he said, nevertheless, I live, yet it's not me, but it's Christ living in me through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I want to thank Brent Brown, because he just confirmed them scriptures that he gave me. And so Job had Christ in him. And that's why Satan said, because you have this protection around him, I can't touch him. So I just want to thank God for that message this morning. And forgive me, brothers, if I hadn't been around, but I've been going through some things. It's all good, you know. But I had to step aside and take care of business. But those scriptures rang in my spirit all week long. And he let me know that was the reason, because he brought Reverend Brian on to confirm why he gave me those scriptures. Love you, brother. That's all I have to say this morning.
Brought us through as a witness. Praise the Lord. One beautiful thing about this lesson, I just thought about, you know, one thing about God may allow things to come in, he may allow things to happen, but one thing about it, if he would allow things to come because he removed the hedge, one thing about it, he may remove the hedge, but once he moves what's around you, the protection that is around you, then it goes from being around you to being in you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, which gave Job the strength to go through, to carry on, because that protection that was all around him moves from the outer perimeter to the inner perimeter, to the inside, and covered his heart and his soul. So we thank God for his revelation, his revealing, hallelujah, of his word. This day, would there be another? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There'll be enough. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Mm. If not, we'll pray and continue to thank God and let God have his way in our lives today. Surrender unto God and be a blessing to one. Show someone you love them. Tell someone you love them. Continue to show a dying world that he yet lives. Hallelujah. He yet lived and lives within our heart. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord, and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for what you have allowed us to experience. You thank you for allowing us to see this day, Father. First of all, as we continue to forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus, all temptation and testing we may have failed, but you've given us mercy and grace to get up and dust ourselves and go forth to try to, Father God, complete, to finish what you have put in us. Oh, hallelujah. Each obstacle course, give us the strength to make it through. Oh, Father God, thank you for trials and tribulations. Thank you for things are as well as they are. Thank you, Father God, for examples that you've given us and how you showed us even part of yourself came and from word to flesh and lived among us, dwelled among us, and we behold it, Father God. And now you left it on record, and we read of it, and we consume it, and we eat this word, and you give us the manifestations of it, and we say you thank you, hallelujah, for in this we can stand on your word, for in this we can have faith, for in this we can pray prayers, Father God, and hoping and expecting, and you come along, and that we're hoping and expecting, you give us vision and sight, and we say thank you. You give us vision and sight, oh Lord, we tell you thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you're doing right now. And thank you for what you're going to do, Father God. Thank you for ways that you're yet still making, hallelujah, things that you have all in the palm of your hand. We're in your hand, and we tell you thank you for the message, the messenger, Father God. And oh, we had a prayer request of Linda Ford, hallelujah. Look upon that situation, Father God, and our hope is that you would heal, Father God, and give her a testimony, hallelujah. But we don't want to tell you what to do, but we ask that you have your way and give us understanding and let them know that God is still on the throne. You have this situation in the palm of your hand. So we come, just submit it unto you and just tell you, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray for, Father, this world, Father, is still going through, Father God. We ask that you cover, hallelujah, those that have great expectations of hope and healing. We ask that you, if it be in our will, you look upon it and give your attention to it, Lord. We ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, again, to have your own way over cancer, over sugar diabetes, over this COVID, coronavirus, we call it COVID-19, over, oh, Father God, over strokes, hallelujah, over, hallelujah, Father God, over trouble in mind, trouble in heart, trouble in spirit. We ask, Father God, bless our people to hear your voice and return unto you and say, what must I do to be saved? Or what must I do to know you better? Hallelujah, bless us, Father God, we will be blessed. Continue to teach us, we will be taught. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we ask prayer, Father God. We ask that you continue to cover your plan, God's plan. Hallelujah. This morning broadcast and even every broadcast that go forth in thy name, we ask blessings upon it. In the name of Jesus, Father God, and every Christian that desires you in their heart and wants to please you with their life, we ask you to give them the strength, the mercy, the your grace, and continue to give us your truth. In Jesus' name we do pray and we thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing.
Women in general, I wanted to bring our daughter so that they could hear about some of these women.
All right, good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. I wanted to just end the weekend with all of us lifting our voice in praise.
I almost think that this is going to be the best event because the music itself is going to be off the wall crazy.
Everybody in the beginning was like, oh, yes. Hallelujah. What came next surprised everybody. I said to BB, you know what needs to happen. He said, got it. And then it happened. Gospel singer BB Winans stepped into the audience and started passing the microphone.
And I know a train still comes over you.
BB handed the microphone to Shirley Caesar.
But it changed my mind yesterday. And it changed my heart.
Oh, honey, it was over. It was all over. It was just over. I knew it. I knew you could not have Gladys Knight and Dionne Warwick and Patti LaBelle and Shirley Caesar, the mother of gospel music here. You could not have all of them anywhere and not have Jesus show up. Jesus showed up and showed out.
Dionne, can you take us down that walk?
I'm changed,
yes.
So changed, and I'm so glad, I'm so glad, so, so glad, so glad, oh, him, from a special place, he took away all the pain, all the pain of the years.
Spontaneity was the force. It was spectacular.
Love.